Good evening. We're going to switch to English now. The organizers of the Gerald Stutz Lectures on the History of Human Rights and Democracy, Thomas Angerer, Margarete Grantner, and I, my name is Birgitta Baratzar, now have the honor of presenting a distinguished scholar of the history of political thought to you as this year's speaker at the lectures. James T. Kloppenberg is Charles Warren Professor of American History at Harvard University and has been teaching at Harvard since 1999 after having studied history at Dartmouth College and Stanford University and having held a professorship at Brandeis. Professor Kloppenberg has also taught in Europe, where he was and shortly will be again, visiting professor at the École des Hautes Études en Sciences Sociales in Paris, and he also held the Pitt Professorship in American History and Institutions at the University of Cambridge in 2008 and 2009. Regarding his numerous awards and functions, I'm afraid I cannot mention all here. I will just note that he is a Fellow of Jesus College at the University of Cambridge. He is a dedicated teacher and has been honored accordingly by Harvard University for his teaching. And he is and has been on the editorial boards of a number of major journals, among them the Journal of American History and Modern Intellectual History. Professor Kloppenberg's approach to the history of political thought has, in my view, several special features. While he is particularly concerned with the history of the United States, he also takes a comparative or rather transnational perspective and includes European developments of political thought, as he already did in his first book, Uncertain: Victory, Social Democracy and Progressivism in European American Thought, 1870 to 1920, you can see above here. This came out in 1986 and won the Organization of American Historians Merle Curti Award in Intellectual History, besides, I believe, being also nominated for the Pulitzer Prize. Uncertain Victory emphasizes a transatlantic community of discourse in philosophy and political theory, here specifically and in a novel way for the late 19th and early 20th century. For all those of you interested in Max Weber, a close reader of the book has suggested recently to particularly have an eye on the stimulating section on Max Weber in this volume. Uncertain Victory also underlines Professor Kloppenberg's interest not only in abstract theoretical thought, but also in its relationship to society, institutions, and political practice. For example, how ethics and values were transferred into politics and provided blueprints for the welfare state. Professor Kloppenberg's work thus also has a political message, emphasizing equality and justice, which we can find as well in his book, The Virtues of Liberalism, published in 1998, a volume containing his most important essays on the culture and theories of liberal democracy in American history, from the American Revolution over the New Deal and to post-World War II liberal Democrats, and ranging from an analysis of Tocqueville to an essay on deliberative democracy and the problem of poverty in America. What I especially value in his work and point out as exemplary to students of political theory is his emphasis on contextualization. Why History Matters to Political Theory is the essay in The Virtues of Liberalism, which illustrates most clearly how important it is to embed political thought in historical developments with necessary differentiations and without simplifications. Contextualization was also the impetus for his latest published book, Reading Obama, Dreams, Hope, and the American Political Tradition, which came out in 2010. In Reading Obama, Professor Kloppenberg places the president's concept of politics within his, Obama's, understanding of the history of American democracy, specifically his commitment to conciliation and consensus, and also his rootedness both in the tradition of American pragmatism and the academic world Obama experienced during his years as student and lecturer. American pragmatism, for all those of you who are not familiar with the term, is a philosophical tradition that originated in the United States around 1870 and was originally developed, among others, by Charles Sanders Peirce, William James, and John Dewey, who essentially argued, to put it very simply, that no absolute dogmas prevail, and put forward a distinctive method how to test or clarify hypotheses, that is, by identifying their practical consequences. And as I already mentioned, this is also an approach which is of special interest to Professor Kloppenberg. Professor Kloppenberg has a far longer list of other publications. I can only point out now the book you have just finished, titled Tragic Irony, Democracy in European and American Thought, which is being published by Oxford University Press. You will present us some ideas from this book tonight, and we are looking forward to hearing your lecture. Thank you.